Well, another quarterback domino fell today. Carson Wentz traded to the Indianapolis Colts for, well, in exchange for a 2021 third round pick and a conditional 2022 second round pick that could turn into a first round pick. To discuss it further, Mike Kliss, our good buddy who drops by every single Thursday, our 9 News Broncos insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Kliss, what did you make of the compensation?
I thought the Eagles did pretty well, considering it sounds like the Colts were the only ones in it. I thought he was a third-round pick. That because of the money, which is 2 years and $47 million, and because he's a regressing player, his production's way off. For Bronco fans, Drew Lock was ranked 32nd this year, and Carson Wentz was ranked 34th. So because of that, I thought they got a little bit more than I thought. I thought they'd get a third-round pick, and they wound up getting, that second-round pick for next year. Like you said, could be the first. And they didn't have to kick in any money. I know they took a dead cap hit, but they got rid of cash. And really, if you talk to the owners, around football, they don't care much about the cap. They just tell their cap guy to figure it out. They care about the cash.
Yep.
And they got rid of $47 million of cash over the next 2 years. So I thought the Eagles did pretty well.
Yeah, I thought they did well. I think it could be a win-win. You look at the Colts situation and them, Frank Reich knowing him and hoping to get him back to playing the way that he played a few years ago. And Colts obviously a much better football team right now than the Eagles. So this thing could be a win-win. But certainly I feel like the Eagles, got as much as they could. I'm with you on that, Mike. Looking at the Broncos now, what's next for the Broncos when it comes to the quarterback position? We've seen a couple guys, get traded. Broncos, are exploring options there. What's next for the Broncos?
Yeah, I'm glad I no longer have to, tell everybody here on the fan that the Broncos aren't in on Wentz, so we can check that box off. That was something that we'd been saying the last week, right?
Yep. Sure.
What it sounds like with George Payton just kind of feeling around with other people around the league, he's got a lot of lines in the water. He makes a lot of calls to a lot of teams. Kind of like your guy here, what would it take? He's doing that. There is free agency that he can wait for, which is March 17th, and that's got quite a list of guys who would be the backup / compete with Drew Lock. Put Drew Lock's feet to the fire, have Drew Lock worry a little bit about his job. A group that includes, Jacoby Brissett, Mitch Trubisky, Teddy Bridgewater would have to be a trade. Carolina might have to eat some money for that if anything's going to happen there. Ryan Fitzpatrick, those type of guys are out there. In the meantime, I really don't think anything's going to happen, anything more for the Broncos really till you get closer to that March 17th date. Hopefully the salary cap is firmed up and what kind of budget you have to work with. And then, you see what happens with Houston. You don't want to commit commit too much to a quarterback, a strong number two now, if Deshaun Watson's going to be available March 10th for free agency. Now, I'm hearing that Houston's probably, if they're going to make him available, probably wouldn't happen till April, which is before the draft and after free agency. I'm not sure why that would be. That's kind of what I'm hearing right now. But, you'd like to make yourself available for that, for Deshaun Watson, if he becomes available, even if, it might be a long shot. I think the Broncos, still might be one of four or five teams in it for Deshaun Watson. So, you want to stay active in that also.
Well, Mike, as of this morning, the odds have changed for Deshaun Watson. According to FanDuel Sportsbook, they have the Denver Broncos as the most likeliest of landing spots for Deshaun Watson to play his first snap of 2021 NFL football, and that's on a list that includes the Houston Texans. And it's it's really, really interesting. But let me ask you this. If it's not Deshaun Watson, is Drew Lock the most likeliest starter for the Broncos in 2021?
I would say yes, by a smidgen. They're still going to look. We'll see. He may have to. It may be a legit quarterback competition in training camp. But yes, I would say if it's not Deshaun Watson, then it probably would be Drew Lock. In fact, you know, until Deshaun Watson is available, right now, if you had to put the odds, you know, you'd put the nickel on Drew Lock.
Mike, looking at Vaughn and Justin, obviously, you know, nothing has happened yet. We haven't heard any news. Do you expect to hear anything here soon? Or are they going to wait closer to the deadline? Obviously, you'd like to know. We've seen guys get released. Obviously, A.J. Boye got released. We've seen a couple Falcons get released today. The defensive lineman for the Panthers got released. Do you think anything could happen here in the next week or so, or do you think it's going to be a lot closer to that, March 17th deadline?
Yeah, for Justin, there's a little bit of a deadline. The franchise tag is March 9th. And for Vaughn Miller, the option is March 16th. So Justin is a week ahead as far as deadline goes. I would think maybe sometime next week, George Payton and Rich Hurtado start talking with Todd France, Justin Simmons' agent, and maybe starts talking contract, see where it goes. The one thing working against Justin Simmons in this contract negotiation is his franchise tag is lower, considerably lower than what he wants. And so for the team business side, I mean, I know they want to do right by Justin, and George Payton has said you want to take care of your homegrown players. But business-wise, 13.7 on the tag is less than anything Justin is going to accept in a long-term deal. He's going to want at least $14 million in a multi-year deal. So really the tag makes sense for now for the Broncos, and then you try to get a deal done closer. They have till July 15th to get a multi-year contract done, or he plays on the tag once again in 2021. That, you know, that's kind of the way the bet there. Vaughn, you know, there's as we've said, it's May 16th. I think it will be closer. There's four different options. You pick up it's a $7 million guarantee option. So if you don't have to, it's not an $18 million. That's what he's due this year. And no one really thinks that's one of the options to go ahead and pick up the $7 million guarantee and then pay him $18 million, see how he does. But if the salary cap's coming in at 180, which it's now the floor, that's 10% of your salary cap to an edge rusher who, you know, hasn't done much for you the last couple of years, with all due respect to Vaughn, and injury was part of that. So you're probably not doing that. And then the question is, you know, can you restructure that thing, which I still think is the leader in the clubhouse. Try to restructure, lower the salary, try to restructure the contract, add some incentives so Vaughn can maybe make his money back. That's what I would think is the leader in the clubhouse as far as what they do with Vaughn.
Mike,
but that will be, you know, he's also got, you know, you want to kind of kick the can till that his off-field issues are resolved also. So, that's what's up with Vaughn.
Do you think that Vaughn would be open, and obviously we won't hold you to it, do you think he'd be open to a restructure? Or is it like, hey, if you're going to cut my pay, I'd rather you just cut me and I'll go to a contender?
Well, that's the question. I really keep going back to the interview you guys had with Vaughn a couple of months ago. And maybe he was just shocked by that you brought it up, and he thought it was going to be a kumbaya interview on some kind of product. What was he hoping to do?
It was AAA or
USA?
Yeah. I'm sorry, USA.
Pitch something, and he didn't want to talk business. Maybe it was just that. But he was taken aback by the pay cut thing. And to me, that was the first indicator that he's not going to take a pay cut. But I think he'll listen. It depends, you know, if you what you can do is cut that 18 to 9 this year. You have all kinds of incentives to where if he gets 16 sacks or leads the league in sacks, he gets his $18 million back. And then next year you have a $15 million salary with $1 million guarantee. If you do something like that, I think he would listen. I think he'd be receptive, and he'd have a decision to make. I also think he'd want to know where things are with Deshaun Watson, to be honest. I think Vaughn's at the stage in his career, like J.J. Watt, they've made their money. They've won their awards. They've won plenty. You know, Vaughn, when you're like Vaughn and you're on that third contract, you know, maybe you're looking at where's the quarterback, or, you know, in Vaughn's case, where's my brand going to get the most, right. Illumination.
Sure.
So those, you know, those are going to be decisions. I don't want to make the decision for Vaughn. I'm just saying those are some of the,
of course,
things you'd have to think about.
Mike, looking at the right tackle position and Juwan James, KKFN, KKFN, HD1, Longmont, Denver, how does that play out?
Yeah, he's the right tackle right now. And, you know, you got to cross your fingers there with Juwan James. They're due $10 million. He's, you know, that's not real cuttable. That's because he's got a couple more years left on the contract that are non-guaranteed, but you definitely got the $10 million guaranteed this year. And that seems to be the deal. Kelvin Anderson, I guess, would be the swing. Elijah Wilkinson, I do think the Broncos, my guess is the Broncos would try to bring him back on a small deal. The only problem is, Elijah's played quite a bit of football the last 3 years. And the way it works in NFL free agency, if you got experience at offensive tackle and you've started some games, you get paid. I mean, Billy Turner was basically Elijah Wilkinson a couple of years ago, and he got broken off pretty good by Green Bay. So I would, you know, Elijah, I think, has got a chance, if he's healthy, to get a nice contract here. And in that case, you know, the Broncos couldn't get him at a deep discount.
Yeah, and to your point, Billy Turner signed a 4-year, $28 million contract with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And he's played pretty well for them, and he's been out there regularly. Hasn't missed a ton of time.
He's better at guard, obviously. They had to kick him out to left tackle when Bakhtiari went down, and things didn't work out great then. But yeah, he's a versatile guy, and guard wise, he's worth the money.
Mike, last one for me. We've been playing a little game here on Stokely and Zach called What's His Future? And just bringing up guys' names where, you know, it's uncertain whether they'll be Broncos or otherwise. And one that we talked about is Melvin Gordon. What are you hearing, if anything, the tone with the new leadership? It'd be one thing if John was still, you know, sitting in that general manager seat, but it's George Payton. Melvin Gordon's making the sixth highest paid mark at that position. He's got this DUI thing hanging over him. Do you have any idea what could be next from George Payton in the decision about Melvin Gordon?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's got the court date, and, you know, I don't know what the blood alcohol is. If he's off, if he gets off and he is fighting that DUI, and if for some reason he gets off, it seems like doesn't seem, you know, I don't know how likely that seems, then, you know, he's a Bronco. You know, he is guaranteed, that contract's guaranteed, and he's going to make $7 million this year. If he doesn't beat it and he pleads and he winds up with a suspension, I still think I still think he'll be a Bronco.
Huh.
From what I hear, he may not have all those guarantees, but still, the Broncos would save three game checks on him, and three game checks from $7 million. Now you're talking about a $5 million back, and he wound up in the second half of last season being a real good back for him.
Sure.
So I think he'll be back. I think he's got a better chance of coming back than Philip Lindsay. Lindsay's got that Lindsay undrafted as an RFA, and you either non-tender him, where you try to sign him back at $2 million, or you risk someone signing an offer sheet and you can match, or you get a second round tender, which everyone thought he would get a second round tender until he fell off last year with injuries. Second round tender would be a $3 million salary. I don't know. They got to shake that out. I think the conclusion inside the Broncos building is Gordon and Lindsay did not work out together. That
right.
was not
right.
That tandem didn't work. For whatever reason,
but it wasn't their fault, Mike. I mean, the way they handled it,
right?
From the top down, from Fangio to the running back coach to Shermer, I mean, whoever, they didn't handle it correctly from the first game. So they to me are to blame for that.
Yeah, I agree that when they signed Gordon, and guys, I think us three all talked about it. I didn't see how they did fit in foresight, not hindsight, in foresight. I didn't see how they fit because Lindsay is not a typical small back skill set. He doesn't have the small back skill set. He has a bigger back skill set. He's better between the tackles. And when you have Melvin Gordon, who's bigger and stronger between the tackles, and Melvin Gordon was better in the pass game. He's better at picking them up. He's not much better at picking up the blitz. But, Lindsay, with that small body, they just come after him sometimes in the passing game. You could see it. If Lindsay were more of a Darren Sproles type, and, I think it would be a better matchup. But that's not how it is. They got to figure out something there. And I think – one of them will be back, and they'll draft another one in the second, third, fourth round, and try a new duo. And they still got Royce Freeman for a fourth year, as that number three back, and he's adequate. So that's what I think they'll do for 2021. And I don't know, maybe it's Lindsay stays and Gordon leaves. But I would be surprised right now if both of them are back.
Very interesting stuff, and a perfect place to leave it. The one and the only, Mike Kliss, we appreciate you stopping by, courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Have a great rest of your week, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike.